A Life with Numbers, page 52.
Imagine telling Einstein to stop studying physics. Imagine telling Picasso to stop painting. Could they stop doing the things they loved? This is what people tried to do to Sophie Germain. Sophie's love was mathematics. She fell in love with it when she was only 13 years old. She found a book about Archimedes and his love of geometry in her father's library. Then she read all the books about math she could find and decided to become a mathematician. There were two problems. First, Sophie was born in 18th century France. Second, Sophie was a girl from a middle-class family. It was very unusual for girls from the middle class to study math in the early 18th century in France. Sophie's parents wanted her to be like other girls. When she studied math, they tried to stop her. Sophie didn't want to stop. She studied secretly at night by candlelight when her parents slept. Sophie's parents found out, and they took away her candles. That didn't stop Sophie. She found more candles. Finally, her parents decided to let Sophie study. It was too hard to stop her. When Sophie was 18 years old, a school for mathematicians opened in Paris. Sophie couldn't take classes there because it was for men only. However, she didn't let this discrimination against women stop her. She started writing letters to math professors at the school. She asked them questions, and she wrote about her ideas. However, she didn't sign her own name on the letters. She used a man's name, Monsieur Leblanc, a student at the school at one time. This idea worked, and the professors responded to her letters. After a while, one professor asked to meet the brilliant Monsieur Leblanc. Imagine his surprise. Monsieur Leblanc was a woman. The professor didn't tell anyone. He kept Sophie's secret. Sophie continued to write to other mathematicians. She always signed her letters Monsieur Leblanc. She met some of these experts, but they usually stopped helping her after a short time. Was it because she was a woman? No one is sure. However, we do know one thing. There was strong prejudice against educated women in Sophie's time. This created a difficult challenge, but it didn't stop her. Sophie continued to study. She taught herself other kinds of math, such as algebra and calculus. She is famous for her excellent work on a difficult math problem that was a challenge for many other mathematicians. Sophie is also famous for her studies of metal as a building material. Years later, engineers used her ideas to build skyscrapers, such as the Eiffel Tower in Paris, Sophie's hometown. Today, on the base of the Eiffel Tower, there are 72 names of brilliant French scientists and mathematicians. These people all made great contributions to the world. However, there's one important name that's missing. Sophie Germain.